You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown, Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte!
Matt Forte.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
And I'm with Matt Forte. Him, he'd have been great for me. I'd have given him the ball 35 times.
You gave everybody the ball.
Coach, he'd have hated me by the end of the season. But
2-time Pro Bowl selection.
Give me the game that you were like, man, I can't believe we won it from when you were playing.
It's the Calvin Johnson fumble game.
The initial indication of touchdown.
The ruling on the field is that the runner did not complete the catch during the process of the catch.
From my side, hey, I take it. That's a win.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. It is an incomplete pass.
Boy, that's a tough one to explain to the Detroit Lions fans right now.
Chicago gets a thrilling win.
Matt, I have a texter who texted into the show who said, September 12, 2010, I was almost late to my own wedding because of that game.
That's amazing. See, the loyalty runs deep.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
We love talking to Matt Forte and getting his perspective on the Bears and the NFL. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Matt, we have been living in a fun place over the last hour of the show. And that place is the Bears are in higher in the standings than the Green Bay Packers are. That feels pretty good.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Absolutely, it feels good. It hadn't been that way in a long time, and that's the way, honestly, that it should be.
And I'm just I'm excited that they are 6-3 and that we're playing some good ball right now, that we're winning some of these games, even though, you know, they're close games and things like that. But, hey, wins are wins. You take them any way you can get them. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next half of the season where we get to play Green Bay twice. And also the other two teams, the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions, because we're a much different team now than what we were when we started the beginning of the season.
Hey, Matt, as I watched that fourth quarter on Sunday, because I've been critical of Caleb. I'm trying to be honest about his development and where it all is. But there was a point where I said it in our group chat. I'm like, all right, that kid's a baller. Like, he just... when it's late, something about him is clutch, and he balled out those last two drives. What was your experience watching him in that game?
So my experience watching him in the game was, and I'm trying to take the same aspect that as you are, where I'm gonna be honest about his development and where he's going. But when it comes down to it, I mean, the kid, he's so elusive in the pocket. And it's so crazy. Like, I don't even know how sometimes he gets out of some of these things, you know, within the pocket. Well, the pressure and getting out of sacks and certain things like that, where he'll spin out of the pocket. His pocket awareness is really good, but sometimes he gets himself in his own trouble. So if I'm being honest about it, sometimes he holds the ball and he has to get out of the way, or, you know, kind of do all of these, you know, spinning and turning out of the pocket and, like, kind of, you know, moving around, which sometimes will get him in trouble, which we saw last year. But, you know, I think it's amazing. It's something to marvel at, that he can kind of get out of trouble in a lot of different ways and be elusive within the pocket and use his legs to make plays. But I really honestly would want to see him make the plays with his arms, more than his feet. Because, you know, we saw him running the ball, and we saw what happened with Jackson Dart. Like, he can make plays with his feet too, but at some point somebody's going to get a shot on you. And it's not a knock against quarterbacks, but y'all ain't built like running backs, you know? So the more hits you take like that, I'd rather, you know, Caleb be able to play consistently throughout these games and into the playoffs than to make, you know, splashes and you know, escapability with his feet and stuff, and then start getting beat up with his shoulder and things like that.
I've been trying. No, go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Because if I'm honest, like, I played in a decade and in an era where you had the running quarterback become more prevalent. And if you look at even Michael Vick, you know, probably the not if or one of or if not if, the fastest quarterback, the probably the top two fastest quarterbacks to ever play. And even he's had to develop in the pocket and have developed accuracy and using his feet to be able to still make throws. But he stopped running like that after a while because those hits add up. And it's just important. If you want to have your quarterback continue to develop and it be able to last a longer time, and to have your offense be on all cylinders, you can use your feet, but it's not the main source of how we're going to have to be able to produce first downs and yards and keep drives going and score points.
I have felt that I've been trying really hard, Matt, to give more credit to the guys who aren't necessarily carrying or throwing the ball. And one of the things that I enjoyed about Caleb's run at the end was Cole Kmet downfield just being like, hey, I'm about to push this guy into the end zone so that you have an opportunity to make a big play. When it comes to making a big run, and you had a ton of them throughout your career, what's it like when you know that the guys in front of you are taking pleasure in blocking downfield for you?
Oh, man. See, downfield blocking is the key right there. And when guys are doing that, whenever I see that guys are working super hard backside, not taking a play off, and they're going downfield and making blocks to spring a big run, it makes you run harder. And also, I'm cognizant of that. I know that you guys are working hard down there, so that when I get the ball and I break out into the open field, my goal is I'm taking it to the house because you're working hard like that. I'm not trying to just get 20, 30, 40 yards. I'm trying to make sure I develop and kind of let your block come by and like, boom, I'm going to cut off of your block and then take it to the house because, you know, you're downfield working super hard. And when, you know, it's required, it's what's, you know, called of us in the game. But I see you, you know, I want you to know that I see you and I'm going to make it worth it. And then also when you're up front, when those guys are doing that, it's kind of reciprocal where I see that they are taking pleasure in like bulldozing people and stuff like that. It makes you run harder. It makes you want to get on film. And when I get the ball, hey, I might make a few juke moves here and there, but I'm going to run this dude over because I want to be like y'all. You know, I want to get on the camera of, you know, pancaking somebody as well. And I'm glad you brought up the Cole Kmet piece as well, because Ben Johnson is doing a great job putting them in positions of success. They motion one time Cole Kmet back at fullback and the nickel back is in. So that means he's got to play linebacker or weak side linebacker, which he's not used to. And Cole just came down and just crushed the dude. And that's how it's supposed to be. And I'm glad that you see a tight end who's a bigger body, but he takes, you know, joy and pride in blocking not only in the trenches, but downfield too, when his quarterback is escaping on a run.
Matt Forte with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Yeah, this coach, in terms of how he offensively moves guys around and stuff, he doesn't do anything for no reason, does he, Matt? Like all of it seems very well thought out. Whether it works or not, he's trying to scheme guys wide open. He's trying to get guys with an advantage and get the defenders in conflict, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you don't know how much work goes into disguising certain plays, trying to make run plays look like pass plays, trying to make play action all look cohesive, and the many different formations. I remember when Mike Martz came in and we ran the same play out of 7 different formations each and every play. Like, wow. His playbook was at least 3 times thicker than the previous years before that I had my first 2 seasons. And man, you know, when he came in, the greatest thing about it is when coaches or coordinators do that, they set you up to where when I'm in the backfield and we motion and we set up a different formation that looks like something that might have been successful last week, but we're running a total different play and they may be in a blitz look or whatever, it sets you up for success because you know before the play starts, like, ooh, so-and-so going to get the ball on this. They got a chance to make a big play, or I'm going to get the ball on this one and I'm going to make a big play. And then you get a chance to kind of figure out and kind of determine what the defense is doing ahead of time. And what I like about what Ben is doing is not only does he do that, he throws the trick plays in there where a lot of times guys are like, well, this dude could do a trick play at any time. So it really keeps the defense on their heels and they can't just pin their ears back and just blitz the quarterback or blitz into a run that you're doing and basically they can't just get a bead on you all the time. So that's something that's important. And I think the mark of it is not measured in one season or in the first year. The mark of it really truly is the consistency throughout these next couple of years, which that we'll talk about that down the road. But it's really impressive to see what he's doing right now.
When I watch Luther Burden, I love watching him run after the catch. This was in his draft profile, that he's a guy that was electric with the ball. And it's one thing to make the moves in the open field. What I dig, though, is he gets underneath his pads, and he's not afraid of contact. And I don't want to just throw out like a name, but it reminds me a little bit of the way Brandon Marshall would run with the ball when he caught it, like that he would be looking to contact you. What's key in those moments if you're, as a ball carrier, going to win those moments as DBs are coming up and trying to tackle you?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing. You got to kind of study on film the way that DBs tackle. Some guys are shooters where they're just going to throw their body out there. Some guys come and break down and they're just trying to make sure that they make and secure the tackle or rally or let the team rally for help. And you just got to study what guys do on film and kind of know that and make split-second decisions on there. But it really comes down to leverage as well. And also, as you said, not being afraid of contact. It'd be pretty easy to catch the ball and get down or get out of bounds and do those type of things. But, you know, it truly is a game of inches. And, you know, it's a cliche saying that a lot of people bring it up, but you don't know if that extra yard and a half or 2 yards gets you an extra 3 points on a field goal, or it just becomes something that you are able to utilize for field position that helps you out later in the game. So, man, it's something that you know, it's something that it has to be developed and worked on. But at the same time, I take pride in that. I took pride in that, and I like when receivers do it because, you know, it's not every time you see a receiver who's like looking for contact and is not afraid to get physical out there, and also wear down the defensive backs in the secondary.
I wonder how many running backs scouted opposing DBs to figure out what kind of tacklers they were. That's
when you get them guys coming for your knees all the time, you start to say, you know what, let me figure some of this out, because you know, I respect the dude who'll come, you know, mano a mano, head up on you. But like, you know, when a guy come and try to take your legs, especially like if you're trying to catch a flat route or you catch a swing pass or a screen, and you know, when the guys chop you down and you're not, you know, even turned around yet or something like that, it's like, yeah, I don't really respect that, you know. But if you come and take a shot and we man up, hey, respect to you. So you got to study those guys, because if you're going low like that, you're gonna get one of my knees coming up, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put that shoulder pad and that thigh on your neck to see if I can knock you out of the game, because you're trying to knock me out of the game too.
That does not sound fun, Matt. Most backfields are time splitters now; they're timeshares, and the Bears might have another one. And we saw it a little bit with Menungai gets some carries, DeAndre Swift gets some. We were talking about it with Olin Krutz last week, and he kind of got me understanding it a little bit more. It's not that you run different plays for different guys necessarily, but running backs run it differently. And that can stress out a defense. Does that touch on your experience? You didn't split time here much. I guess Marion Barber had over 100 carries one year when you had over 200, as you always did. But like, so do we think about that wrong? Think about it as different plays for different guys. Is it more that different guys run the same play differently?
Yeah, I think different running styles more than different you know, type of plays for guys. I know there's certain plays that guys do excel in. I loved all kind of plays. I could run zone. I could run ISOs. I can do the power. I do tosses. Like, none of those really, you know, were of preference to me. I really relied heavily on vision and the patience aspect of it. But other guys sometimes are fast starters. So they may get the ball and they run, you know, really fast, and sometimes they got to make a cut within the first, you know, 3, 4, 5 steps, where I'm trying to like let the play develop. And then it depends on the defense too. You study that too. Is this a fast flow defense, or are they two gappers? And you got to kind of look at that to make sure. But I think when it comes to two running back systems or multi running back systems, you can wear a defense down if you're being effective in the running game. It's easier for you to wear a defense down because they don't know what they're going to get. You know, you may get a guy in there who is shorter, and it's like, man, he hides behind the offensive lineman pretty well. And then you may have a big bruising back where he comes through and he's, you know, getting on the second and third level, and guys don't want to tackle him late in the game. And then holes start to open up. So, yeah, it's something that when it works very efficiently, but also at the same time, if you got a single back, like you're looking at like what Jonathan Taylor's doing right now, you know, he's just unstoppable right now. And their offensive line is just killing it. So you can do it, you know, there's a bunch of different ways that it can happen. But specifically with the Bears, I think you can't not put Menungai in there and give him some carries, and because he has that ability. But it's also good for him to be able to have a guy. It's also good for DeAndre to you know, have him to be able to even spell him in certain situations where there's no fault, there's no drop off.
You should go and buy Matt Forte's book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. You should go buy that wherever it is that you get your books. And we are looking forward to having a book signing here at The Score with Matt in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Matt, as always, we appreciate you, you workhorse you. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, fellas, thank you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.